Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Alex, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Embarrassingly, I've already called you Connor to your face, but
you have.
It just goes to show how good you are as an actor.
Well, I called you and. Yeah. Is that your nickname?
And Dave.
And Dave. Yeah.
No, I'm actually just Dave, and you are for real, Alex. You're Alex Murphy.
Good to
see you. People will
it.
Know you, of course, as Connor in Young Offenders.
Yes.
Good to see you. We're going to talk Young Offenders in a few minutes. Don't worry. Do all that.
Okay.
But there are so many things that I want to know about. Like, okay, so first one is. Is it true you didn't have to wax your chest hair for this series?
So it turns out it takes three seasons for you to gain enough power to convince the BBC that
so because
I don't want to get my chest waxed again.
Because, like, obviously, you know, Con and Jock will often find themselves topless, or indeed even more naked than that.
Yes.
In certain situations. And was it the fact that, like, Connor was younger? Was that the...
Well, yeah. So I was 17 for many, many years.
Yes, right.
And
this was an element of keeping you
yes,
young.
Yes, and it was, you know, I'd shave every morning, the haircut and the school uniform, and then all of a sudden I took off my top and I just kind of looked like a bit of a man. And so they decided to, every season I was waxing my chest. And then all of a sudden all the cast would show up to the waxing as
of
if
course.
It's a big day out.
Yeah.
Pre-drinks and everything, the big celebration.
And how many times in a shooting season would you need to get done? Just the one?
Sometimes the twice.
Oh, sometimes twice.
And I have to shave. I still have to shave twice a day. I shave in the morning.
You
and
do
then
have
after.
One of those faces, I'll be honest with you. As baby faced as you are in the show,
it
looking
takes
at
a lot
you
of
now.
Work to do that.
Yeah.
I think.
You know, there's lads who do TikToks of this is the progress of my facial hair over a 7 day period.
Is that
they make money out of
this.
Literally,
okay.
You could.
All right.
You
so
shave
if
on a Monday.
If this is the last season, maybe that's what I'll start doing.
Come here. I am loving this season.
Great.
So much.
Maybe.
Now, like, look, I've been a fan since the movie, but at the same time, I think this season has elevated it even beyond where it was before. I don't know. Is that just me as a fan, or are you as an actor? Are you always loving the most recent thing, or can you be objective about it?
Definitely. It's kind of hard not to do that. But I think this season is different in the sense that the show is kind of growing up with the people watching it. And in this season, I'm 21 now in it. Yeah. I'm just out of prison. But Connor's kind of stunted at 17 because he went into prison at that age.
He did,
so he leaves thinking everything's going to be the way it was when I left. But
life moves on.
Yeah. Connor's kind of ignorant to things like that moving on.
So people have seen a couple of episodes at this point.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I think the episode with Pat Short, the fishing episode.
Yeah.
That's one of the best episodes of TV I've seen in a long time. I laughed, I cried, genuinely found it so emotional, but it was also so funny. Like,
such
what was
well,
it about that?
Well, the episode itself was just from day one, that was a great read when we read it. It's just such a coherent storyline of...
So for someone, let's imagine someone hasn't seen it, even though I think everybody should be watching The Young Offenders on BBC One, Fridays at 9:30. But if you haven't, just give us the quick kind of pitch of that episode.
Well, obviously, Connor and Sergeant Healy, for obvious reasons, have never been eye to eye.
No.
Height-wise and metaphorically.
Even though they live in the same house.
So now they live in the same house. So Mairead has decided to force them to have a night away together on a fishing trip with some camping. And so Connor is forced to be very close with Healy, played by the wonderful Dom. And Pat Short plays Dom's dad. So up until this point, Healy's just been RoboCop. We don't really know much about him. He's annoying. He is very strict with the law.
Yeah.
But in this episode, we kind of get to see why he is that way.
You really do. Yeah. And interestingly, seeing that, the way it was explored, as I said, treaded that balance between emotion and also hilarity. Like, it was so well written.
Well, Peter's very good at it's go, go, go for the first kind of 15 minutes.
Mm.
And then he just allows for this minute and a half section in the middle where we sing a song in the pub, which is another thing I love about the show. There's always a funny kind of musical aspect to it. And he just takes that time to allow a nice slow song. And it really just makes you sit in that moment. And it's a bit of a tearjerker, I think.
There is a tearjerker moment in it. There definitely is. I do think people will see the episode tonight, episode 4. Now, there is, speaking of musical numbers, you do one of the funniest things and one of the most brilliantly creative things. I don't know if it was this you or was this Peter who writes it. Your ex, Linda, you love Linda. And Linda walks up to you. And now, in any other scenario, they would play harp music and it would go fuzzy, whatever.
Because that music is in it a little bit.
What Connor does is, Connor sings, Linda, Linda. So well, funny.
On the day, I was just staring at her because I'm in love with her and I can't keep my eyes off her. So whenever there's a silence, I just kind of, you catch me just kind of looking at her longingly. But then Peter, in the, I got a call from him going, could you send me a recording of you just going, Linda, I'm over you. And I was like, oh, sure. Yeah. So I sent it to him, forgot about it, and it ended up in the show. And it was very
it's so fun. And one of the things I love about Connor as well, from a physical point of view, is he, the way he forms words isn't the way Alex forms words. Like, you've definitely given him, like, there's something in his mouth sometimes. Like, that's so good.
Well, he's kind of, he's very uncomfortable in himself. As much as he's, he appears confident, he just, he can't really loosen up too much, which is a lot of fun to play, but it obviously then comes out in the voice sometimes. Like, I just have to do some word vomiting, especially episode one, so fast.
Yeah.
So he just talks, but it's his way to control. If he's talking, he can control the situation.
Yeah.
And that's to do with everything, like the haircut and the tracksuit. It's his armor. He's like, well, this is what I wear, this is my uniform.
Okay,
this is
that
how
makes
I talk.
Sense. Yeah.
But unfortunately, if you keep talking, you will. He just, the hole that that boy has will dig is endless.
It is phenomenal. There's an amazing episode as well that people have seen with you and PJ Gallagher and the Leaving Cert. And it's just, there's so many moments in this series so far. Tonight, fake Billy. We don't want to go into too much detail because we're only giving people spoilers beforehand. Yeah. But fake Billy, the mask.
The legend of fake Billy.
Has returned.
We thought the mask was gone forever.
Let's just leave
it
there.
I love when people are always talking about what spoilers can we give, and I'm like, it's not exactly Game of Thrones
we're doing here.
Succession.
Exactly. But look, it is amazing the fact that you can have a story as rich as this, that you're four seasons deep, there's a movie like this. Is amazing. Now, elephant in the room is it's on BBC One Fridays at 9:30.
That's it
for the moment. That's where it's on.
That's it for the moment. Hey, I don't work anywhere.
No, you.
I'm just an actor.
I'll
say my lines. I'll do this.
Well, let's hope it appears on Irish television very soon. We have a history of allowing these wonderful Irish creations to wander across the water. And that's great and all. And expose them to a big audience. Like, that's amazing. But they should also be on here. But anyway, that's
when you figure it out, let me know.
Exactly. What about now? Like, Young Offenders, you've already shot what's done. You've got a window, I presume, to try and explore other things. Is there something that you'd love to do? Like, is there a type of acting you like?
Well, it's such a funny gig because it always looks like any actor you see in the moment, it's like, oh, they must be so busy. And I'm like, yeah, we shot that a year ago.
Yeah.
And then thankfully we've been doing a few plays in between then. Yeah. And I was up in Gweedore in lovely Donegal for 9 weeks doing an Irish language crime drama.
Wow.
So I got to practice my Cúpla Focal.
Yeah. Do you need much work on that?
I would have. Yeah. I was never, put it this way, that in episode two when Connor does the Leaving Cert, that wasn't far off my own one. But I had a few months prep. But Neil May Liffa, you know.
There you go.
You should grand.
Yeah, that's very impressive. And how is it shooting in the Gaeltacht?
Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just. Yeah, and you can fly there, 40-minute flight, happy days.
That's great.
And I'd never been to a Gaeltacht, and it was just so nice. The community spirit there was amazing. And I got into knitting. I can knit now.
See, I heard that.
If you're in Gweedore long enough, you will have to learn to knit.
I have twin daughters. Well, I have four kids, but twin daughters, and one of them is just obsessed with knitting and crocheting and all the things.
It's just, you could just sit there now. Yeah, and
she just whiles away the hours.
Yeah,
like.
I went to this. Went to a knitting circle in Lochinure. And I showed up at this primary school. I heard it was on, and I knocked on the door.
Can I have a go?
A load of lovely women. They answered the door like, can I help you? I go, I'm here for the knitting. They're like, right. Needless to say, I was the only man there anyway. And then
Needless to say. Come on. You haven't made that joke before, seriously. That's great, though. Like, look, I think something like that, a pastime you have, that will completely take your mind off, or else allow your mind to go wherever it needs to go. Like,
if there's anything in any area you're in that's a bit odd, I'm like, I'll give that a go.
And then you mentioned plays. Do you have a preference between film, TV, stage, or is it just all acting to you?
It's definitely all acting. It's a different kind of skill set, I suppose. You need to include everyone when you're acting on stage, and then camera, you can kind of, it's a lot more intimate, and you know, it's just me and you or whatever. But with regards to what I prefer, it's kind of, we always say like filming is an editor's medium. It's like you do your thing on the day.
Right. And then you leave
it off
to
them. And
at
the end of the day, it's whoever's editing it is making the show. Like The Young Offender is so fast paced, and that's down to the people kind of behind the screen. And obviously it's a director's medium as well in a massive way.
Yeah.
But then theatre, it's what I do is what you're going to get. So it's just different. But I love them both. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, look,
Young Offenders, the drama, the stage drama will come
in
the future.
That's got to happen. Yeah. Absolutely. The chaos of that in the theatre.
Waiting
be.
For Billy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's do the quick fire round before you go any way.
I buckle under pressure, so I don't know how quick this will be.
I must say, quick fire round is definitely not the correct name for this because it takes about 5 minutes every time we do this. So relax, it's fine.
Oh, God.
Just do whatever you want. look, it's really simple. Look, the first question I ask everybody is, what are you currently obsessed with? We'll put knitting aside. We'll assume knitting is in the bag.
Okay. I'm currently obsessed with my van. I have a little Renault Vivaro.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been driving around, and I failed at NCT
the
other day.
Come on!
So I felt very manly the other day. I was driving it and the gear just went all floppy, and I lifted the bonnet and I stuck something back on and hand was covered in grease.
And you knew how to do that?
And it worked. Yeah, I figured it out.
That's impressive.
Yeah, there's not many things I do where I feel like an old primitive man, but there I was like, put hair on my chest.
Listen, and why a van and why not a little nice car to run around in?
Well, there's a bench in the back that pops up and becomes, or pops down and becomes a little bed.
Okay.
And I've been driving
it's
around.
It's like a camper almost.
Yeah, I brought it to Guidor. Driving around. Yeah, it's handy.
Can you pocket the hotel money that the crew would have given you?
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're at there. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone, it could be Chris Wally,
Chris Wally jock. Listen, why not? I would expect you to have his phone number, right? Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I saw him in Bodkin as well.
Oh, yeah. I must watch that now. Yeah, that's due for watch tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we're
living together at the moment. He's doing a play in the Abbey.
No way.
He's my tenant.
Oh, that's gas.
I thought was a few weeks, but he informed me today it's a couple of months.
And do you get on in the same way? Have you a similar relationship to Jock and Connor, or is it completely different with real life?
It's a bit different in the sense, we're not going out nicking bikes.
I don't mean the activities. I just mean you're kind of intertwining relationship.
General sense of humor is quite similar. Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Man, I'd love to be living in there with you.
I know, we'll be spotted now. I'd say it won't be long before it gets
here. Definitely. You should just put GoPros up and just stream the whole thing.
Yeah, that maybe not. Maybe we won't.
Okay, fair. Think back to when you were about 8 years old before all this acting, Mark. Second class. What school were you in Cork?
St. Columbus.
What did you bring in your lunchbox to school?
It was always a good day when we got a wagon wheel.
Oh, yeah.
The wagon wheel was good. I'm always still partial to a good old-fashioned ham sanger. And then there was the bit of fruit. My mother and father now were good at. I'd give my mother more credit.
I was going to say, I'm a dad before. What do these? I'm sure they eat very healthily in school. I'm absolutely not doing lunches.
And then maybe once a month, given 2.50, and we were allowed some wedges.
See, that's the thing. I have a young fella in school now, in secondary school, and every day is a Revolut request.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, can I get lunch? I'm like, where's the lunch I gave you? I ate it already in little break. It's like, did you? Yeah, we'll see. So I'm trying to manage that. Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah, I was never a Nutella sandwich boy. There was all the lads who had Nutella sandwiches there. They were always a bit scary.
And the final question I ask everybody, Alex, is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Really? Every shower you're gonna
give them? Every shower.
Okay, but let's take majorities. You're giving them a scrub?
Yeah, I give my legs a scrub, but I'm closer to my legs than you are.
I'm not sure our arms are proportionately, I could reach down and want to.
No, I'm a fan of a nice long shower now. And, I give them a bit of a scrub and a lather,
yeah.
Yeah, either a bit of a wash, and then every now and again I've got a kind of rough thing I give it a little.
Okay, one of my favourite things about asking this question is just A, is the answers, but B, is a lot of people have to go through the motions of their shower
yeah,
to see.
Well, let me see.
Do
yeah,
I, yeah, start there. Yeah, and go, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the legs do get a scrub.
They get a scrub. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Brilliant.
So if you're looking to hire me, I have clean legs.
Clean legs and an unshaved, unwaxed chest.
Yes.
Like, what else do you need?
That's my MO.
Listen, you'll catch Connor in the young, catch Alex in the Young Offenders.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. BBC One Fridays at 9:30. Episode 4 tonight. And actually next, am I right in thinking next week is a double bill, 5 and 6?
Yeah, 5 and 6 are kind of a, I got to do a to be continued in a booth the other few months ago. And then I got to do a last week on.
That was good. Okay, amazing. Right, well, Alex, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the rest of the season. And then, as you said, we'll wait for the stage show. Be coming soon.
That's it.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.